Sona Almane. I'm a startup evangelist at the developer platform and evangelism division of Microsoft, and we're based in Chicago. We're at the startup weekend in Chicago. As you can see, there's a lot of people here. But what we're trying to do today is talk to a couple of our participating teams. So I have here with me Fill the Closet, which was one of the teams that participated at Startup Weekend. And I'll let you guys introduce yourselves to start with.
Hey, I'm Marshall. I work for Agrippa as a Rails developer for 6 months now. I graduated from college this May, and this is my first time for the Startup Weekend.
I'm Amelia Cavadera, I'm a fashion designer, and this is my first time for Startup Weekend. And actually, I'm not from here, and I had the chance to meet some of these people. It's great. And my own experience here was very open because I got to do my idea that is about having a place where you can go and pick your own styles. That's what is filling your closet. And he is a developer, so he helped us.
Well, so tell us a little bit about like what technologies do you guys use?
So we have the Windows mobile app as well as the website. So on the mobile app, we use the Windows 7 platform.
Windows 8?
Windows
8.
And the catalog kind of give people the feeling that what this online store will be like. And on the website, we use the Ruby on Rails, essentially with a MySQL database server. And on front end, we use a bunch of technologies like jQuery. And some other JavaScript packages.
Nice. Did you feel like this was a good, fun event for you? Did you feel like you got a lot out of it?
It's a very good juggling. I definitely struggled a little bit. Based on, there are some technologies that I'm familiar with, but there are some that just brand new to me. But overall, it's a great roller coaster.
All right.
Actually, we need the event on Thursday about Windows 8, and I got to know a little bit more about this app, what you can do with Surface, which is great, it's amazing, and it helped us a lot with our presentation to have both web and app.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, you guys. It was fun talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks. We're here with Jen, and she's from the SheSPN team that pitched at Startup Weekend Chicago. SheSPN was one of the nominated teams, and they got an honorable mention. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and the team and kind of your experience?
Yeah, I work in media, I work in advertising, and this is my second Startup Weekend, but the first that I was on a team that placed, so it was very exciting. We got an honorable mention. And it was a really fun experience. We built an app basically to teach women what they need to know about sports so that they can have conversations in the workplace or with their husbands or boyfriends that are really big into football.
Cool. Did you learn much this weekend? How was it for you? Like coming in and, you know, just joining a team, what was the experience like?
Yeah, it was really interesting to experience building something with people that you only met on Friday and you're presenting an actual product together on Sunday. So just the collaboration aspect of it was really interesting to me with people from all different backgrounds, and to see what we did in the weekend was really awesome.
And what technologies did you guys use?
We actually built our app on Windows 8.
Nice.
So that's perfect. And then we got to demo it for everyone, so it was really good for everyone to see the interface.
Cool. Yeah. Well, best of luck, and you know, let us know when SheSPN is out. I would be, you know, one of the first people to use it for sure.
Me too.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure talking to you, Jen.
Thank you.
So this is Trisha, and she's from the Vintage team at Startup Weekend Chicago. Trisha has this amazing vision to bring together, wonderful people, and I'm going to let her talk more about it. So first off, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure.
You know, where are you coming from? How did you get here?
Sure. My name's Trisha, and I come from the world of creative design, working in advertising for movies and television. And I recently joined the MBA program at University of Chicago. So that's a little bit about my background.
Awesome. And how did you get to Startup Weekend? Like, how was your experience?
Sure. So I got involved in Startup Weekends. I'd done some lean Startup Weekends and different Startup Weekends in Los Angeles, and found when I moved to Chicago, kind of tried to get connected in that world here as well.
Yeah. And how was your experience here at Startup Weekend? Did you learn much? Did you feel like it'd be like, how
was
it for you?
You always learn a lot, and it's really fun to be able to see something that you've been kicking around in your mind, and just a concept that you thought about, really be contextualized and get flesh on it, you know, and see something built out of nothing.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
You got me all excited. Now I want to hear all about Vintage, so tell me more.
I would love to. So Vintage is a way to capsulize information that is otherwise untapped. We have our senior citizens have great stories, and a lot of times they don't get to share them with anyone. They're alone in senior citizens' homes or at home by themselves all the time, and we're really a way that connects their information and their stories and their nuggets of knowledge to consumer segments that could really benefit from them.
That's awesome. What's sort of your longer term vision going out of Startup Weekend? Do you think this is something you want to work on going into Monday and the next week and the next couple of months?
Yeah, well, I'm really passionate about this. Old people pull on my heartstrings, and I think there's a lot of need there. There's a huge need, and there's honestly what's a dying knowledge base. So the next steps for us are really tapping in to the specific stories that we can get and finding the specific markets that would be the best targets for those stories.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you all the best for the vision.
Thank you.
And keep us posted.
I will.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks.
It was fun chatting with you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trisha.
Bye.
Here with Andy, his team built one of the iOS apps, which actually features and sits on top of Azure as a backend. We're going to learn more about it, and we're really excited about that. But before we get started, Andy, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
So I'm a Microsoft developer. I've been developing on the platform for probably 12 years now. Work in enterprise level development right now, but I really enjoy the startup community.
Nice.
For fun. So.
So what brings you to Startup Weekend?
I just wanted to get out here and enjoy it. You know, I like events like this. Hackathons are fun. You get to meet a lot of cool people, and you get to make cool ideas and stay up all night, I guess.
So speaking of staying up all night, how was your experience at Startup Weekend? Coming in from an enterprise background, did you feel like you learned a lot? You know, how was that?
It's a totally different environment. I think it's good to sort of shake yourself up a little bit. You know, in the corporate world, you get sort of stuck to your desk all the time. When you get to do events like this, it opens your mind and sort of sees the other opportunities out there. So they're lovely.
Nice. Now tell me a little bit about the app, the website and the app and everything that you guys put together, and what technologies you use and what you guys do.
So we developed a site called pix2together.com. It's with the number 2 as opposed to 2.
Yeah.
What it does is it's a real-time event taking, or photo taking for live events. So we decided we wanted to create a system that we could have sort of exposed cross-platforms, leveraging sort of the cloud for the back-end. I'm familiar with Azure. I've done probably 2 years of development there, so I wanted to use that. Azure Table Storage, Azure Blob Storage. We're using the new Azure websites with MVC4 or 4.5.net. So this allowed us to basically create actually two mobile applications. We developed an iOS app. We had an iOS developer on our team. He did the Objective-C on his side and then connected to our API in the cloud and had no issues there. And then we also developed an HTML5-based application using the MVC4 framework. It actually connects to a web API, sort of use of that new technology. It was great. It was a lot of fun. So,
did you run into any roadblocks using iOS with Azure? Because that's something that not everyone.
You know, a lot of people do say that. There's really no issue. It's you know, if you develop your API, you know, in a RESTful way, the web API supports this. Once it's in the cloud, it really doesn't matter what technology is used there. So as far as him connecting, he never even asked a question.
So moving out of Startup Weekend, do you plan to take this idea forward? What are your plans going into?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of things that we might go with it. We wanted to sort of settle down a little bit, haven't slept in 3 days. So I think we're going to reapproach this probably after Thanksgiving.
Nice. but hopefully you have a good Thanksgiving and take a break and to get some rest and get some sleep, for sure. And a beer, yes. But thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure chatting and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. We're here with Gibby, one of the teams at Startup Weekend Chicago. They were one of the top six teams and got an honorable mention for having the most amazing ideas as well as a great product that they were able to demo to everyone at Startup Weekend. So to start with, can you guys tell me a little bit about yourselves?
Sure. I'm originally from Bulgaria and I am now doing my MBA at the University of Chicago School of Business and launching a business at the same time.
I'm the associate head of a school in Cleveland. I've been a math teacher and department chair for 15 years, and prior to that I was an engineer and started a software business in the 80s.
Cool. That's awesome. We have women in technology. That's pretty cool. So could you guys tell me a little bit about what Gibby is, you know, what's it all about and what's your vision for the product?
Gibby is a social leadership platform. It is a place where people who care, people who have passion, people who want to have meaning in their lives gather so they can find others who care about the same things they care about. Once they've discovered fellow soulmates in that sense, they can actually work on projects together, discover and do things together, build teams together, and on Gibby they will be able to also lead social projects and to manage the social projects and to be able to accomplish things that they couldn't
do. Nice. And do you guys have plans to kind of take it out of Startup Weekend going forward? What do you see as the division going on?
I have been thinking about Gibby for a long time. I've been shaping the idea for close to a year. It's my passion. It's my vision of amplifying the amplifiers.
Yeah.
And I felt that was the way I could make the most impact. I love mentoring people. It started because I mentored women entrepreneurs about online marketing, about other things, and I realized there was no way for them to find out what I could do. There was no way for them to find out I could help. Facebook doesn't have anything that talks about your passion. LinkedIn is entirely professional. There is no home for your passion.
Yeah.
And I wanted to build something initially for women entrepreneurs to be able to find mentors. And then I figured everybody needs this.
Yeah.
So I decided to expand it and to build a place where people can connect. People, when we remove the friction from finding the others who care about the same thing.
So how was your weekend, you know, at Startup Weekend and coming in here? You had an idea, you were one of the people on the team. So talk to me a little bit about how this whole Startup Weekend experience kind of shaped it for you and brought this idea to life.
Well, it was really fun because what happened was that we heard the pitch Friday night and we didn't really get it when she gave the pitch.
Yeah.
And the next morning, three of us came together and actually, Diana came and talked to me Friday night and started trying to explain her idea, and I didn't really get it. And what happened over the past 3 days is that the three of us took all these wonderful ideas she had and we distilled it into what the real starting point
awesome.
Differentiator.
Cool. So you got a good sort of a boost to the project.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Awesome.
And I have to give you credit as well.
Oh, cool.
I cannot not because Friday night I struggled to pitch the idea because, well, I had the vision in my head, it was kind of surface. And I was alone without a team at that point, and you came and you spent hours with me helping me distill and think through the process.
Yeah, totally.
And you were there when others weren't, so
That's what coaches are for at Startup Weekend.
That was very, very helpful.
So, yeah. So talk to me a little bit about kind of some of the Microsoft-specific technologies that you guys used for your project. I know you did a little bit and you had future plans to kind of build a little bit more in Azure. So if you can kind of touch on that, some more.
We were introduced to Azure, and we actually hosted some of our assets on it. And it's a great opportunity. I didn't realize that it was available until this weekend, and for me, as an entrepreneur trying to bootstrap, having a cloud like this, that this pricing model at this level is a good opportunity.
That's awesome.
I'm definitely going to explore that. saw the surface for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of people saw the surface for the first time. Cool. Well, thank you so much, you guys.
Thank
you. It was amazing chatting with you. Best of luck for your future, and we'll all be using Gibby very soon.
Yay.
Please.
Cool.
Thank you. Here with Patient Tracker, one of the teams which were the top six teams at Startup Weekend Chicago. They got an honorable mention and did some amazing work with their idea just in a matter of 2.5 days. So to start with, can you guys introduce yourself and let us know a little bit more about you?
Sure. My name's Felicia Liu. I'm a full-time student at Chicago Booth, and before school I was a consultant.
I'm Deidre Mola. I'm also a full-time student at Chicago Booth, and prior to school I was at Chevron Corporation doing finance and accounting.
Cool. And just coming into Startup Weekend, can you tell us a little bit about what your experience was at Startup Weekend and how you guys thought about it?
Sure. So we were working together trying to launch a business, but coming in we didn't have a very solid idea. We wanted to get more experience. We wanted to start working with some developers and design experts because we're on the business side. So coming here, we were working within a team of 9 people, having 5 developers, 2 design folks. I mean, it was just an amazing experience to get a whole other side of entrepreneurship.
That's awesome. So did you guys feel like it gave you a boost since you had an idea coming into it? What did you think about sort of, the project and the vision? Like, what was the vision that you had coming in, and how did it sort of come to life?
So ironically, we actually came together with our final pitch an hour before we arrived here.
Wow.
But we realized that what we had planned to do was actually on the market, and someone's like, who's really not well established, who's going to do this? And so we thought about, okay, like, what else can we do? And we looked at the knowledge base that we've been accumulating, and then we identified Patient Tracker. During the weekend, we've been able to like really connect with developers, increase our knowledge of the lingo, like, how do they think, like, what do they really do? And I think it's given us a big push that we definitely plan to.
So talk to me a little bit more about your vision sort of going out of Startup Weekend into the next week and the next couple of months. Like, where do you see this going and what's your vision?
Yeah, so I mean, we've met some amazing design and developer folks, and we're going to keep in contact with them and see if they're interested in pursuing it. We've also met some amazing experts in the field, doctors and other entrepreneurs who have already agreed to mentor us, so we're definitely going to move forward.
Cool, so you have like a full team, you have a full set of mentors, you're all ready to rock.
Yeah.
Right, well, I wish you guys all the best. Have fun. We all know we're going to need a patient tracker to keep track of our loved ones, so I'm sure we're all going to be using it at some point. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.